2023, and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. OneTray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. OneTray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing. OneTray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, OneCart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with OneTray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. That's OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit OneTray.com/contact.
This Beyond Clean Articles on the Go feature is titled, "So You Want to Be a Sterile Processing Tech? Here Are 5 Tips to Create a Competitive Resume." Written by Hank Balch, founder and president of Beyond Clean. Apart from your birth certificate and your Social Security card, few documents may be more important in your life than your resume. It could mean career growth, increased responsibility, and greater exposure to the ins and outs of your chosen industry. Yet, many folks on the hunt for that next career move don't really know where to start in crafting their resume, besides just Googling resume template and plugging in raw data. A piece of free advice? Don't do that. Speaking of free advice, here are 5 more tips that will help set your resume apart when applying for a sterile processing position. 1. Invest in your future by investing in your resume. This resume you are working on could be the roadmap for all kinds of future career growth. Although you may be thinking it's just for an entry-level sterile processing position, if you were to land the job, you could very well become the most viable candidate for that supervisor or manager position a few years down the road. The point is, your resume is more important than this one interview, so be willing to invest the amount of time in it that you need to do it excellently. If you are sitting down to create a new resume out of scratch, it should take you at least a couple of days. Don't think that a late-night rush to get something on paper for an online application is going to get you noticed. 2. Forget everything you ever learned on the internet. I alluded to this tip earlier, but it bears repeating in full. The internet sits on a throne of resume lies. And yes, I'm aware of the irony of this post about resumes being published on the internet. What may be more helpful is to remember that not all resume templates are created equal. You may find an internet template that works great for getting into law school or applying for a sales job in retail, but it's the exact opposite of what will grab the attention of a sterile processing manager. Try your best to steer clear of any template that looks too gaudy or too complicated to use, and instead, ask someone who already works in the industry to give you a current copy of their resume to review for formatting tips. 3. Ditch the resume full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. I know you don't want to hear this, but it's true. You need a different resume for every different type of job you are applying for. If you are seeking a sterile processing technician job, do not send in a resume you created for your summer internship at PepsiCo. Why not? Because you should be crafting your resume based upon the desired qualifications and job descriptions of the position you are applying for. If the job posting says manual dexterity required, excellent customer service and interpersonal skills, then you need to take the time to describe how your position as a bookstore clerk allowed you to excel at these areas. Naked bullet points with no description make managers grumpy. Multiple descriptions in line with the posted job requirements makes them want to offer you a job on the spot. 4. Fear the white space. Nothing screams, "I don't know what I'm doing," more than white space on a resume, especially if it's white space that runs on for multiple pages. Now, I'm not talking about blank paper here. I'm talking about resumes that don't communicate what you did, only where you did it. Your job as a resume crafter is to tell your story to a hiring manager in a way that makes them think you already know how to do this job and do it very well. Don't waste your time writing an objective or skills section. We already know your objective is to get a job at our organization, and we already know one of your skills is being a hard worker. What will really fill the page with resume gold is weaving all of your skills and experience into your descriptions of your previous jobs. That's where you communicate how detail-oriented and how much of a team player you really are. 5. Pay attention to the small stuff, because your future boss will. There are a number of little mistakes that can also add up to your resume getting placed in the reject bin before you even get a chance to sell yourself in person. One common no-no is using an inappropriate email address for your contact information. If it communicates vulgarity or immaturity, drop it immediately. Also, if you use words in your resume that you need a dictionary to spell, you may be setting yourself up for failure. If you're fresh out of college, don't give in to the temptation to include anything on your resume from high school, unless you are something like valedictorian. If your credentials come off too inexperienced or immature, you won't even make it to the first round. And finally, when you're saving your resume on your computer, make sure the file name doesn't give away the fact that you're applying to other positions, i.e., John Smith Warehouse Resume or Resume 2 for Hospital Jobs. Nothing takes away the warm glow of a good resume than broadcasting to your would-be manager, "You're my plan B!" There's a lot more where this comes from and crafting a competitive resume for a sterile processing position, but this should get you on the right track. What's most important is that you pour yourself into your resume and then do all you can to get it into the hands of your local sterile processing manager.